everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 192. 192 weeks of us giving you everything you need to know, all the hot stories that Microsofties are pinging each other about. And last week,
we took a little siesta.
Hiatus. Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. We took a hiatus. I'm a little sick. I'm a little under the weather. Just roll with it. So we had some weeks off for various reasons, mostly because this guy called in. And I anticipate a few more weeks off just because the holiday seasons are coming up. Our regular studio is under construction, so we're sort of in a makeshift studio, and we don't feel comfortable here, so we may not come back.
It's working. It's working for now.
But I want to say in the last episode's comments, I noticed that Paul chimed in. People have been wondering where Paul is.
Where's Paldo? I don't even know where Paul is.
Where's Paldo?
Is he in California?
Is he back in California?
I figured he's back in the States. He'd be there. He could be anywhere.
I got an update saying he wasn't in L.A., but then I didn't know if he had took off again to some European... I don't know. So whenever we get to hear from Paul, it's like, it's a surprise for us. It's a surprise
he's
for you.
He's on the internet. That's for sure.
That's
he's
where Paul
there with
lives.
The cats and the,
he's watching
the lotto balls and,
exactly.
and the other stuff that's on the internet.
And that's where you can find him. But if he wants to go ahead and comment and let us know where he'll be maybe next week, maybe we'll have him on Skype. I don't know if our new studio can handle that sort of advanced technology, but we'll try. All right. Let's start the show. All right, Mark. So not since Microsoft hired me and you have we made such wise choices in our recruits. There have been some really, really interesting people that Microsoft has chosen to bring on board recently. First of all, I'm going to talk about Jonathan Ross, who's been brought on to the Xbox team.
The whole British personality talk show.
Yeah. So I thought Ricky Gervais was the only like funny guy over there, but apparently, just kidding. Jonathan Ross, he's known as the most successful talk show host, award show, game show, just an all around. Really funny, interesting character guy. And so Xbox brought him on to sort of redesign the way people are thinking about games, which is awesome. I don't know what that means, but I want that job.
I don't know. I hear this and I think of Chris Cashman a little bit. You know, like game, like host personality who came on, did a bunch of stuff for like 1v100 back when we had.
Right.
I'm assuming he's going to change the way we're thinking about things. He's not just going to be like an on-air personality. He's actually going to be like doing some kind of planning or something.
Interesting to see.
But I want to know.
And I love personally when people asked him why he accepted the job, he said, well, we offered him a free Xbox One. So how could they refuse? I mean, that's pretty much how we get most of the people to be able to. Like, we're searching for our new CEO. Just
we
let
can
him
just
know.
Give them a free Xbox.
We're going to give you a free Xbox One.
Brilliant.
We can have anyone we want, right? And then there's also some big news about there's a boy, man, boy, man, man, boy.
Andrew Kim.
He's going to let that one go.
We're going to...
I'm not sure of his age. 22,
I wasn't going to guess.
I don't know if 22 is man or boy.
I feel like you're... We actually had a discussion about this. If you're out on your own, you have your own job, you're supporting yourself, you're a man.
How old is too old to go trick-or-treating? I had this conversation recently. Like, when should you no longer go trick-or-treating anymore?
It's got to be somewhere in your teens, right? As soon as your parents aren't cool anymore, I think, is when you can't go with them. Yeah.
I remember going at one point, and I was, like, 15 and thinking, I'm really too old for this. But I totally still wanted the candy.
Well, yeah, you still want the candy, but you can...
I was not a girl, not yet a woman, just like Britney
Spears.
You
may not have a job to afford the candy, or you have a job and you spend all your money on toilet paper, TPing everything the night before. It's
right.
Around that time.
That's when you don't go begging for candy. Anyway, Andrew Kim, who's older than that time, he did this great project. So I think it was last year or so, he created a design project called The Next Microsoft, right? Yeah. And it sort of redesigned our logos for Windows Phone, for Surface, for Metro at the time, all of this amazing stuff. And it kind of went viral. I saw it. Did you see it went around?
Only recently.
Okay, I remember seeing it. I was like, this is really good.
Yeah.
Well, boom, we went out and we hired him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's, it's harder than it sounds. People always think, like, making a logo. And you tell a designer that.
It's more than a logo.
You tell a designer that, they'll be kind of mad because it's a lot of work that goes into it. But this is for a company that has just so many disparate brands and business models and things that to come up with a comprehensive model for everything and a design that's thoughtful across so many different products is a fairly large feat.
It was
especially
a lot of work,
not, you know, professional with many years' experience.
And who put all this work in, and he wasn't at the time getting paid.
Right, yeah.
And we were in desperate need of a refresh at the time. In fact, this was prior to our new Microsoft logo and branding. So
right.
he saw that we needed it, and then we did need it. But we didn't exactly go with his logo, but we did
not
get
quite.
Him.
But, you know, but yeah, but I mean, like, we appreciate kind of that kind of style of thinking. We think that's probably a good thing to have on board.
Yeah, there was actually a kid, too, a while back. His last name was Foy. That's the only reason I remember him. And he made this, like, Windows Phone commercial, and it went viral on, like, YouTube. And we hired...
I think that was also Brandon Foy.
Brandon Foy!
It
yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He was at a mix or a build or something like that.
So we went and hired him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah.
That's what we do. So basically, if you work for us for free, it may pay off. That's how you get hired at Microsoft. All right, Mark, so were you using Windows in 95?
I was.
Were you?
I actually was. Yes.
I was, too.
I was using... Back when 3.1, I was using some, you know, when it was just DOS. I was a wee, whatever you say after wee, but a wee
you
boy.
Were a boy.
But I
not
was
not yet a man.
I was no, that was definitely not yet a man, but I was definitely sitting there writing. I used to write little like batch files that bring up a little like flower box menu of all the games I could play.
Well, okay, so speaking of the games you could play, were you familiar with this game called Hover that was available in Windows 95, I believe in the little free stuff for free
fun
games?
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
It was fun stuff.
It
yeah,
was
there
free
was,
as well.
There was a bunch of random stuff in there. I remember there was the Weezer Buddy Holly video was on the Windows 95 CD.
Ooh, Buddy Holly.
Love
we'll
Weezer.
Have to pay for that
Love
now.
Weezer. Yeah.
yeah. So you played it.
I did.
Okay, so you were a fan.
I guess. I don't know. It was a long time ago. But
well,
it's back.
It's back. There must have been a lot of fans. People must have been asking for it because Microsoft has decided to bring it back in web browser format, optimized for IE11.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So kind of buffering in the bringing in the age of the WebGL kind of graphics age on Internet Explorer. Go and play 3D games in your browser. This is kind of like it's not new. Like it's still new to me. Like playing
right.
full games just in a. It's not a web page. It's like the whole thing. Running in the browser, it's so cool.
It's so cool. And it's, you know, I feel like it's good to give these games a little bit of love from back in the day. They're always a hit, you know, when you put the games on the arcade and Xbox Live and whatnot. And I think they did like a 3D Pong not too long ago that people absolutely loved. So it's good to see them bringing back Hover for all the Hover fans. And I think it's available, is it now?
Yeah. I think it's available now. Check the blog post, has a link over to the site. I don't know if it's exclusive to IE11, but go ahead and check it out.
But it's optimized for IE11.
So you may want to do it in there.
Let's get it on IE11. All right, Mark, so we've been talking for a while now about all of the things that Xbox One is sort of promising to do with the Kinect integration. One of the things that it's really, really, you know, championing itself for is its multitasking capabilities. And we've always been like, oh, this sounds so cool. But now there's a video out. We can actually see it in action, and you can see what potentially your experience will be like. Did you get a chance to look at it?
I did, and I think it's
see,
a good way of showing.
You know,
we've already talked about, like I said, all the different things it can do, but that can kind of lead you into like thinking in like orthogonal ways. Like this shows like an actual slightly like short attention span way, but a good overview of like you can be in a game, you can be waiting for a multiplayer game to find the rest of your party while you can switch back to TV or call someone on Skype or record something that's happening.
Oh my god,
all
right?
In real
and then
time.
Share what you just recorded.
Yeah, and all with your voice. So you're just talking to it just like we're in the future.
It's almost for me, you know, that I'm in one. It's really overwhelming. It's like this thing is capable of doing so much. I feel like I would need to sit in front of my Xbox and my TV for a good month, and really understand how to work it all because there's just so much that you can do without ever leaving your Xbox. It's amazing.
It's funny you mentioned taking a month off because I probably am.
By the way, Duncan.
Yeah, I may want to put that on your.
So
calendar.
Here's a question, and maybe you, being a more advanced technical mind than I, so you can do it all with your voice, right?
Yeah.
So how does the Xbox know that it's my voice talking and not a commercial or a movie? Does it recognize
so there's
the frequency?
There's two different ways. One is when you first run, at least on the current Kinect, when you first run it does a calibration. And if you ever run it, like it plays a bunch of different sounds from different parts of the room. So it knows kind of the direction and the way sound bounces off the walls in your room. That way if you... That's why if you ever move
like
your speakers
bat.
Or
you
move
know
your,
how they were
yeah, echolocation, something like that, or sonar. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, it's been like, so it knows what sounds are coming out of the system that way. So it can cancel those out.
Interesting.
And then when you have multiple people, it also has, you know, the visual recognition of people, the skeleton
right,
structure,
right,
proportions, stuff like that. But then it knows positionally where you are. So if it hears coming from the right or the left, it'll be able to pull out individual voice commands. The only reason I know this is from watching actually one of Dan and Clint's demos at a tech ed a year ago. Where
those guys know stuff.
They did a Kinect demo with tic-tac-toe where they literally said, middle, left, top, right, and they never said, X or O because it knew who was who and whose turn it was.
Oh, that's really cool.
So, yeah, there's lots of really cool technology that's in there. And this is just the new version, the new generation of it, taking all of that and pushing it out.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So check out the video if you get a chance, and can't wait for my Xbox One. All right, everybody, so last week was one of my favorite holidays, which is Halloween. What'd you do?
Nothing, really. What? Maybe I'm too old to go out trick-or-treating.
Well,
the week before, I went to a big Halloween-themed concert, though.
So. And you were in the most epic Halloween movie ever of all Halloween movies.
Yes, thank you. It was actually a lot of fun to do.
It was a lot of fun. And we had a lot of fun making it, so hopefully you guys all check out Cloudy with a Chance of Zombies, starring Mark as Sam. Don't ask, it's complicated.
And Laura as Laura.
Right, because I like to keep it simple. But speaking of Halloween movies, Bing actually did something really cool on Halloween. You know how we customize our homepage every day. Hold on. So they had this really interactive page which sort of paid homage to six really frightening horror films.
I don't know if I could find them all. All I know is every time I clicked somewhere, I got more and more creeped out. So I kind of had to get my search
term. So there's like
a
scene, and as you scrolled over certain parts of the scene, you could click on things, and it would bring to light, like either the shower scene from Psycho.
Or like there's this dark closet that like you kind of see something and click on it, and these two little creepy girls pop out. And it's like,
or when there's a candelabra on the wall, and then when you click on it, and the walls bleed.
Yeah, and
all
the TV's
really cool
doing
stuff.
That whole like fuzzy thing that it only does in horror movies, because with digital cable, you just get a blue screen.
No, but every now and then, growing up, I have gotten that fuzzy screen, and it freaks me out.
And
I have to
7 days
turn
later.
Off the TV right then. No, it's really. Wait, it's from Pet Sematary. What do you think?
I don't know.
The Ring.
Yeah.
So you're new school.
Sorry.
I'm old school.
Oh, yeah. No, Pet Sematary.
It's not Pets. Yeah, with the little girl going, they're here. Right? Golnaz? Oh, she's young, too.
I don't remember. I was too young to watch that movie. I was going to get nightmares.
I swear it's Pet Sematary. We'll have to look it up.
It wasn't Chucky or any of those.
No. But those were good. Anyway, kudos to the Bing team. I think you really outdid some of your other search engine competitors in terms of how you customize your homepage. And hopefully it's just a sign of things to come. I would love to see a Christmas one, a Thanksgiving one, one for my birthday, all the big holidays. All right, everybody, that wraps it up for this week. Before we go, we'd like to show you what our really luxurious multi-million-dollar studio looks like. Here's some pictures that we just wanted to share with you.
It'll work for now.
So now you know what our suffering is like. Tell us about your suffering. I want to hear what you did for Halloween. By the way, that movie was Poltergeist, not Pet Sematary.
We're close.
I'm drunk. I always get my facts confused when I'm drinking.
If you just want a quick, short movie, though, again, Cloudy with a Chance.
Cloudy with a Chance. It's really all you need to watch. It's like, once you're there, then you can stop watching all movies in general. Watch that one.
It is the movie to end all other movies.
There it is. All right. Love you.